for CRI News. This is Shane Bigham. The Chinese president has told his U.S. counterpart that China's committed to denuclearizing the Korean Peninsula and preserving peace and stability in Northeast Asia. He made the statements during a telephone conversation with Donald Trump. Xi Jinping says China would like to keep up communications with the United States and others and jointly push the nuclear issue towards the direction of peaceful settlement via dialogue and negotiation. In response, Trump said the United States has serious concerns over the launch of a ballistic missile by North Korea. The North has confirmed that it successfully test-fired a newly developed intercontinental ballistic missile early Wednesday morning, a move that has drawn condemnation from the international community. The Chinese president has said a comprehensive and just settlement of the Palestinian issue is in the interest of regional countries and their people. He made the remarks in a congratulatory message as the United Nations marked the International Day of Solidarity with the Palestinian people. President Xi says China firmly supports Palestinian-Israeli peace. He says the two sides need to rebuild mutual trust and strive for an early resumption of peace talks. He adds China is willing to work with the international community to make unremitting efforts to achieve comprehensive, just, and long-lasting peace in the Middle East at an early date. The Chinese premier met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin on Wednesday, pledging to work with Moscow to promote regional cooperation for steady progress. Li Keqiang says China is ready to enhance the alignment of the China-proposed Belt and Road Initiative and the development programs of the Eurasian Economic Union. Li arrived in Russia on Wednesday after wrapping up a visit to Hungary. He is expected to attend the 16th meeting of the Council of Heads of Government of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization in the Russian city of Sochi. China's Ministry of Commerce has expressed strong dissatisfaction with the latest U.S. anti-dumping investigations into Chinese aluminum sheets exports. The U.S. on Tuesday ordered an anti-dumping and anti-subsidy investigation concerning Chinese aluminum foil in a rare self-initiated tactic. The move marks the first time in the past 25 years that the U.S. government's launched such an investigation without a request from a U.S. company or industry. A final decision on whether to impose punitive duties on Chinese aluminum products is still months away. The Ministry of Commerce has said China will take necessary measures to defend the rights of its own enterprises. Chinese scientists are reporting notable progress in their exploration of dark matter. The country's Dark Matter Particle Explorer satellite, Wukong, has detected unexpected and mysterious signals in the measurement of high-energy cosmic rays. The scientists say the discoveries opened a new window for observing the high-energy universe, pointing to new physical phenomena beyond people's current understanding. Wukong's initial detection results have been published in the latest issue of the academic journal Nature. A court in Beijing has rejected the appeals of executives of a Chinese online peer-to-peer lender who were given jail terms for cheating the public out of large sums of money. Anhui Yucheng and Yucheng Global, the two operators of online P2P lender Yizubao, were found to have raised money by faking high-yield investment products. They were ordered to pay fines of 1.8 billion yuan and 100 million yuan, respectively, in the first ruling in September. 26 company executives and staff were given jail terms ranging from 3 years to life imprisonment. Three district officials in Beijing have been suspended from their posts after a dorm fire killed 19 in the city's southern suburbs earlier this month. Du Zhiyong, deputy head of the Daxing district government, and two top officials of a local township have been held responsible for lax safety oversight and failure to prevent that fire. An investigation has been launched against them and 10 lower-level officials. The fire broke out on the evening of November 18th at a three-story dorm in Xinjian village in Daxing. Preliminary probes showed that the apartment block had been built illegally and the fire was caused by faulty wiring. 20 people have been detained over that fire so far. NBC News has fired longtime Today Show host Matt Lauer on Wednesday for inappropriate sexual behavior, making him the second morning television show personality to lose his job because of sexual misconduct charges. A statement from NBC News chairman Andy Lack stated that the company had received a detailed complaint from a colleague about inappropriate sexual behavior in the workplace by Lauer. Lack's statement said the company found that after a serious review of the complaint, it represented a clear violation of the company's standards, and Lauer was terminated as a result. For CRI News, this is Shane Bigham.